When you see a spider, especially someplace like your bedroom, you freak out, don't you?
100%.
Murder. Yes, I kill it. Mm.
And you think, oh my God, if there's one, there must be 1,000.
Yes.
Right? And
no,
even if I get the.
No, no, they travel alone. They can't. No. There can't be ones you don't see.
Poor silly.
No,
Erica.
They travel in packs.
God, no.
James?
I'm not a fan of spiders, I'll be honest with you. Yeah. They have to leave immediately.
Yeah, they pretty much have overstayed their welcome the second you see them, haven't they?
Right, yep.
Now, some of them are very beneficial, and in the garden, you probably should leave them alone. Yeah. In the house...
Different story.
We had a device at one point that would suck the spider into
the
long tube.
Yeah.
Mm. And if you wanted to be humane and release it, you could.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You'd take it outside and put it back in the garden where it belongs.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that device.
You moved.
I think our 17-year-old probably has it, and I'm not sure what he's doing with it. But, you know.
Something nefarious.
It's something nefarious, exactly. I don't know. I don't even want to know what he's doing with
right.
it. But it worked pretty it worked pretty well. And you didn't have to get up there and crush it against the wall or whatever. And, you know, we don't like to do that.
You don't want to even come in contact with the paper towel or whatever. You don't even want to really get near it.
Because I know I put the paper towel over it. It creeps out under the paper towel.
Yeah.
Runs across the towel directly to my finger. Right? You know that's going to happen.
You can feel it under the towel. Yeah. It's like,
okay. So, do you ever wonder why spiders will take the risk of crawling around right in front of you? Don't you think, you know, through evolution, they've learned that
right.
inside
word of
that? Exactly.
Right.
Inside, hey, you know,
word of mouth.
Bob.
Be a little stealth, Bob.
Bob was rocking it, and I want to tell you what, he came out from behind the couch, and that was it. We haven't seen Bob since.
Poor Bob.
So, you think of the spiders union meeting, okay, old business, Bob.
Anybody seen Bob? Bob's missing. Well, there's a reason. When female spiders like to make their web, so male spiders start wandering looking for them.
Ah, the siren call.
And it occurs at 7:35 p.m. most nights.
That's funny. Me too.
They don't call Erica the Black Widow for
just like a lot of spiders, after mating, Erica will eat you.
And that's
7:35 p.m., apparently after happy hour, Erica, is exactly when female spiders go out to make their web for the night, and that's why the guys come out.
I'll have a Reka and club soda, and then I'll work on my web.
Oh.
The next victim is on his way.
Since the ladies are out, the male spiders know it. They wander around looking for a mate, so that's why you see them in the evening.
Got it.
And there's a large black spider crawling on the wall behind our bed.
No.
And it was on the wall right above Lisa's side.
Good, well, that's good.
Now I know it was a male spider looking for a mate, and he's going, Jack, you ain't pulling your weight, pal.